If a boy looks like his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? How would you express that? Say, that boy sure does
favor his father.
And if a boy acts very much the way his father acts, you'd say the boy
took at his father.
What do you call a woman who helps to deliver a baby?
Granny.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Call him old city. Woman.
Old city what?
Say, well, that old woman come and sit if she thinks she this or that or t'other.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Oh, country nigger, country woman, or something like that.
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
They call them niggers.
Okay, and what do you call them?
I call them colored folks.
Okay. And what do you call people whose skin is white?
I call them white folks.
Okay. And if a white person gets mad with a colored person?
He'd say a nigger.
And if a colored person gets mad with a white person?
He said that old cracker.
Okay. Did you ever hear the old people say buckra?
No, I don't never remember hearing my old folks just say that.
Is that a bad word?
Well, no, it ain't no bad word, but I always love to hear people's, you know, use people's name by their name.
Uh-huh. Well, have you ever heard anybody use that word, anybody say that word?
No, I've heard folks say it, but I've not heard. I've heard little children say it.
Uh-huh.
Little white children say, you old nigger.
Uh-huh.
And little colored children say, old cracker.
Uh-huh.
But I've never used it.
Uh-huh. Well, have you ever heard colored people say the word buckra? Have you heard him say that word?
No, I haven't heard it. I've heard my old slave time people say they used to say it behind the old master and missus back. But I ain't never used it.
And that, what was that word that they used to use?
Oh, buckra.
Uh-huh. Well, now what about sager? Have you ever heard anybody say that?
Stager.
No, ma'am, sager. Somebody in another county, an old colored person, told me that word. You know, that was the word that you'd say behind somebody.
Yeah, it might have been. I ain't heard.
Uh-huh. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much.
Yes.
And his little son broke it.
Yes.
You might say the man got awfully
mad.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime you say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay. If we're talking about a little boy not feeling very well,
yes.
You might say the nurse at school sent the child home because he, what?
Sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick well.
In his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Yes.
Have you ever heard that called a serenade?
No.
It may be that people have those in different parts of the state.
Yes.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what will get you.
If they tell them the devil will get them.
Okay. When you first see your friends on Christmas Day, what do you say to them?
Well, you say, good morning, good evening, say Christmas gift.
Okay. If you have a very heavy box that you have to move from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to, what, that very far?
Move that box, oh, it's heavy.
Okay. And if you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to take somewhere,
that's right.
You might say, gee, I sure am glad I don't have to
lift this box.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like tote? I'm glad I don't have to tote it very far.
That's right.
Uh-huh.